This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu received the Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake at Rashtrapati Bhavan and also hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming President Dissanayake and his delegation to Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President congratulated him for his victory in the recent presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. On the occasion, President Murmu said that Sri Lanka is an important part of India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. The President added that as a close and trusted partner, India would continue to support the Sri Lankan government's efforts for the sustainable economic development of Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a five-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana from today. During her visit, President Murmu will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri, Andhra Pradesh and also lay the foundation of various initiatives at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The President will also present the President's colours to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad. The President will also host a home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens, academicians. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election in the country. The committee under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. Once the legislation will become Act, it will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies, elections like panchayats, to be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a three-line whip to all its members of Lok Sabha to present in the lower house today. National Security Advisor and India's Special Representative SR on the India-China boundary, question Ajit Doval, will hold the 23rd meeting of the SRs in the Beijing on Wednesday with his Chinese counterpart and member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China, Central Committee and Minister of Foreign Affairs of China, Wang Yi. Ministry of External Affairs said, as agreed during the meeting of the two leaders in Kazan on 23rd October this year, the two special representatives will discuss the management of peace and tranquility in the border areas and explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable solution to the boundary question. The Union Government launched the Credit Guarantee Scheme for ENWR-based pledge financing yesterday. Under this scheme, farmers will now be able to get a loan through their produce. After submitting their produce to warehouses registered with the Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, they will be issued an Electronic Negotiable Warehouse Receipt, ENWR. This receipt can be used as a guarantee against default to obtain low-interest loans from banks and other lending institutes. Farmers, farmers producer organizations, farm cooperatives and MSMEs will be eligible under this scheme. In Assam, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrested a key operative of the banned terrorist outfit, United Liberation Front of Assam, ULFA Independence, for planting IEDs in Guwahati during the Independence Day celebrations this year. NIA teams with the active support of Assam police carried out searches at the house of Jahnu Barua in Dibrugarh yesterday morning. Several incriminating materials, including digital devices, were seized during a search of his house and are currently under examination. He was summoned to local police establishment for further examination. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has invoked the fourth phase of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in the Delhi NCR region following the sharp rise in air pollution, with the air quality index exceeding the 400 mark at 10 p.m. yesterday. The Commission has taken the decision after reviewing the situation in a subcommittee meeting called on an emergency basis. India were 51 for 4 at the end of a rain mar day 3 of the third test match, the Border Gavaskar Trophy, against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane. And that is the end of this news bulletin.